Johnson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here. We have Vicki Davis waiting in the wings, and before we get to her, though, I wanted to share this with you. From the New York Times, Army Corps is criticized for actions in flood. Now, John in Tennessee, one of our listeners who is a regular listener and regular caller to the program, most of you will remember John, he called me this past week and he says, you know what? He says, I want to call your attention to something that hasn't been widely reported in the national media. And it turns out, ladies and gentlemen, and I haven't said a whole lot about the Tennessee flooding. We know weather modification goes on. We know that cloud seeding technology has been around for a half a century. They've been experimenting with this stuff. And I think they probably pretty well have this perfected by now. We know the HARP facility in Alaska. We know that they're able to use, apparently, according to different people, they're able to use these things to create high-pressure systems, low-pressure systems in the sky, in the atmosphere, to steer jet streams, control rainfall patterns, direct rain to certain areas, create droughts in other areas. China's been using this technology, and it's been very open about it. Here in this country, our government doesn't want anybody to know that the technology exists. But floods can be created. And I want to direct your attention, by the way, to my article on newswithviews.com, which I wrote some time ago, but it's still very, very relevant, called Controlling the Land by Soaking the People. Because this talks about how floodplain management and floodplain mapping by FEMA and the National Flood Insurance Program is literally reshaping the landscape. It's literally redesigning, helping them to redesign cities. And so you have the agenda in place to create floods because it's useful. It's beneficial to them when they want to rebuild a sustainable community. I refer you back to the document, Sustainable Development and Natural Hazards Mitigation, which says on page 19, despite the wide array of tools and techniques that are available to governments to operationalize the principles of sustainability and mitigation, one of the roadblocks to implementation is the fact that much of the land within local jurisdictions has already been developed according to practices and traditions that are far from sustainable. Ironically, the time immediately following a natural disaster provides a community with a unique window of opportunity for inserting an ethic of sustainability in guiding development and redevelopment in high-risk areas. With forethought and planning, communities that are rebuilt in the aftermath of a natural hazard can be built back so that they are more resilient to future hazards, breaking the pattern of repeated hazard destruction rebuilding. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll talk about this and bring up Vicki Davis. Stay with us.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, their tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, I was talking before the break, and we have Vicki Davis waiting in the wings. I don't want to keep her waiting too long, but I did want to cover this because I think it's very important in light of the fact that these grants are going into these local communities with the intention of redesigning, rebuilding. You see, people won't give up their houses. People won't give up their land unless they have no choice, unless the floodwaters are there or they're burned off their land or they have some other catastrophe And then FEMA can step in and pay the people, pay the community, and then the regulations, the zones, the ordinances are put into place so that everything has to be built back in a sustainable manner, and then they can determine where they're going to put things. They can redesign everything where everything you need is within a five-mile radius. They can introduce wetlands where they want to introduce wetlands. And they can introduce smart growth. All this stuff is going on right now, and it's a part of Agenda 21, ladies and gentlemen. That's where it comes from. Now, the New York Times reports, May 20th, 2 days ago, Army Corps is criticized for actions in flood. It says, Dateline Nashville, responding to criticism from lawmakers, the Army Corps of Engineers on Thursday defended its release of water from Tennessee and Kentucky dams during deadly flooding in Tennessee this month that left large sections of Nashville underwater. Two Tennessee legislators, Senator Lamar Alexander, a Republican, and Representative Jim Cooper, a Democrat, have called for a congressional investigation into communication between the Corps and the people outside the agency, residents, and local officials over water releases at several Corps-managed lakes that feed into the Cumberland River, which runs through downtown Nashville. In addition, Mr. Cooper had asked whether the Corps could have been better managed. Water levels. I'm sorry. Let me start this over. In addition, Mr. Cooper has asked whether the Corps could have better managed water levels at its lakes, controlling the flow of water through dam floodgates, so that the flooding would have been less destructive. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Mitchell, commander of the Nashville District of the Corps, called the flood an extraordinary and extreme event and said that the Corps was pushed beyond our capabilities. But Corps officials said that flood control became the agency's first priority once a flood was evident, and that the release of water from the old Hickory Dam northeast of downtown Nashville saved the area from the additional 4 feet of water and prevented a loss of control over the dam system. Now, they're saying that the dams could have been faulty. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, during Katrina, we were told that the levees were faulty, were we not? And yet the residents nearby saw helicopters flying above the things. Well, they heard explosions just before. And, you know, and they originally blamed the hurricane. And the hurricane was already gone by that point. So what do we have going on here as the Army Corps of Engineers involved in both incidents of flooding? And we also have information here, which we're not going to share right now in the interest of time, but also the communications. There was a problem with the internet service going down, according to what we're being told, between the Army Corps of Engineers and those in the field. 12 hours, they said that for 12 hours, the internet service went down. People were having to communicate on their cell phones, get data updates on their cell phones. I'm trying to cover some of the more salient points. Anyway, they say that residents were not given proper notice, proper time to prepare. Maintenance problems with the dams, communications being knocked out. This is a major story right now that's going on. And, of course, the Tennessean is reporting FEMA money comes quickly for Tennessee. They say more than $92 million in disaster relief funds have been approved by the federal government, and Nashville residents appear to be receiving most of that money, a quick influx of cash that has pleased state officials and surprised recipients. Well, if you understand the National Flood Insurance Program and the control of FEMA, nothing should surprise you. I'm going to go ahead and bring up Vicki Davis right now, but this is a big story, ladies and gentlemen, in Nashville right now, and yet I don't think that anybody has really said much on the major media about this. Anyway, Vicki Davis, she began her career in 1976 in Silicon Valley as a contract computer systems analyst and programmer. Despite having over 20 years of solid experience, she discovered that she could no longer find work after the year 2000 because of the Knowledge Trade Initiative, which deliberately outsourced many American jobs, primarily to India. It was the outsourcing of her job that led her down the long road of researching globalization in all of its aspects. Vicki Davis is joining us again today on Govern America. Vicki, thank you for your patience.
Hi, Darren. All of that was a really important lead-up to what I do, what I've done. And everybody should understand that everything that's happening in this country, you know, whether you're talking about the economic system, whether you're talking about the floods, it's all planned.
Thank you.
It's planned to happen the way that it's happening.
Yes. You know, really this whole thing, Vicki, is it's a web of different events, but they all tie together, don't they?
Well, yes, they do, because it's all predicated on systems planning. And the latest research that I did that I hope people will read, it's called The Stalking Horse. What I did is I traced the origin of the Club of Rome, and it led me to an organization called the International Institute of Applied Systems Analysis that was established by charter in 1972 surreptitiously, because remember, 1972, we were still at the height of the Cold War. But the United States and the Soviet Union set up this institute, and they funded it through the National Science Foundation. And what these two, what this group did is the analysis and planning necessary to establish a global one world system. I know that's what they did, what they've been doing. And so, you know, and you know, while it, just saying it like that, you know, the idea of it, the concept of it is too huge, it's too enormous, you know, so my words on that sound very small and very puny, but I mean, this is just enormous and massive, the planning that has gone into this.
Absolutely. Why don't you tell us, what is a stalking horse? Can you describe that as a part of beginning this whole discussion?
Yeah, a stalking horse is, it originally derived from the practice of hunting birds, and apparently birds are not bothered by four-legged animals, you know, horses, cows, whatever. And what the hunters discovered was that by hiding behind a horse, they could walk up close to the fowl, to the birds, and the birds wouldn't fly. And then once they get within range, then they can shoot. Okay. And the term, of course, evolved because it's a useful term to describe a strategy of a front group, a person, you know, who promotes an idea, and then if the idea is successful, then the people behind the idea can then reveal themselves. But it's a way to save the reputation. It's a way to hide the real agenda of the people behind the front group. So the term stalking horse, it implies that you are looking at a facade or a somebody that is purporting to be one thing when they're really doing something else, you know.
Yeah, you know, and once again, the Arizona law comes to mind, doesn't it? Because it's kind of like these things are introduced for a purported reason, and it's kind of a bait-and-switch type thing, isn't it?
It certainly is, and I didn't realize that about the about that law, but it makes perfect sense, because when I researched E-Verify, I knew that it was a fraud, because behind the computer system, you don't know what the logic is behind the computer system, and just because they say to you that, you know, it's a way that they're going to identify illegal aliens, you don't know what they're going to do at that point that the identification is made.
Okay, hold it right there. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue talking about E-Verify, okay? I think a lot of people need to know about this, because it does. It sounds great. The average person would just wholeheartedly go for this stuff because they think something's got to be done. They've made this thing so bad, so disastrous, so everyone's trying to jump on some kind of bandwagon for a solution, and yet the solutions we have to keep in mind are all given to us. They're all given to us. Stay with us. Vicki Davis is here, channelingreality.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Our guest today is Vicki Davis. Her website is www.channelingreality.com. It's linked up with ours at governamerica.com. That's channelingreality.com. And Vicki, before the break, you were getting into your research on E-Verify. What did you find with that?
Well, I found that in the UK has a similar system. Only over there, it's called the Guest Worker Registration Program. And what it was intended to be is that when people moved from country to country, because under the European system, they're trying to create a United States of Europe, in essence. And so their equivalent E-Verify system is a registration system, and the act of registering makes them legal. And so that's what I figured they're doing with this E-Verify system. But they're telling people in this country, oh, it's a way to catch the illegals. Well, no, I don't think so.
Well, I guess if it's it's two ways of looking at this. On the one hand, you can say, well, you know, it's a way of catching the illegals, but if you're making the illegals legal, well, then I guess they're not illegals anymore, are they?
That's right. That's right. And that's how they trick people. They trick them because you don't know what's going on in the computer system behind the scenes. They can tell you what you want to hear, but that's not the way that the system, and nobody, the thing is that with computer systems, nobody really knows except the programmers who wrote it. Mm-hmm. Because when the employer does the verification process, it comes back, oh, this guy's legal. Well, yeah, now he is, because he's registered now.
So what you're saying, I guess, is that E-Verify could very well be, and probably is, a backdoor way of making all the migrant workers who are here under human rights treaties legal citizens.
That's right. Hmm. That's right. And so all of these alleged patriot politicians at the state level, they should be working with somebody who has the same skills that I have, who has an understanding of all of these systems that they've put in place. Because, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about the education integrated with workforce development, or whether you're talking about the healthcare reform, E-Verify, these are all computer systems that are all tied together in a corporate structure.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when they do something like E-Verify, it all sounds good, you know, well, we'll just, you know, have the employers check and see if this person is legal. Well, no, they're just building a database of authorized workers, and that includes you. And that is the way, the method by which they will be taking control of the entire labor market of the United States. And that corresponds to other research that I did on the education system, the integrated workforce development, which used to be called the unemployment system,
mm-hmm.
or the employment system, but it's the integrated education workforce development system that...
Well, that's a mouthful.
Hmm? Pardon me?
I said, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is.
Is that part of the program? You know, like in Michigan, we have this No Worker Left Behind program. I'm not sure how that's funded, but what they do is they give grants to individuals to go back to school and be retrained for this, whatever the job market is currently. And there's also federal grants which go down into the states directly from the federal government to the individuals. Is this tied with that?
Yes. Oh, yes, it's absolutely tied with that. And it goes along with lifelong learning,
mm-hmm.
or something like that, the UN
right.
program. And the idea, see, they want to be able to manage the workforce in the same way that they are managing everything else. And so that will involve the training that's involved. They have in mind internship programs, you know, that are tied to the school, but for vocational training.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the education system is being transformed into vocational training. And they will be keeping records of you from cradle to grave. I'm sure you've heard that. I know you've heard Charlotte talk about that.
Absolutely. You know, when you say the education system, are you talking about just K through 12? Are you talking about university education or both?
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's even pre-kindergarten. As a matter of fact, it starts when the baby is in the womb, because they have a parents as teachers program. They want to be able to come right down into your home, inspect your home. You know, or do you have a decent incubator, isolette for the baby? And they will be keeping records.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting that you mentioned that, because I know that was one of the things I remember covering on the show. That was one of the provisions of the Obama health care plan that was passed, is that they can come in and inspect your home. They're going to actually be teaching parents or expectant parents on how to be good parents and about nutrition and all kinds of things like that. Hey, Vicki, we have to take another break here. When we come back, I want you to continue, okay, folks? If you'd like to call in, by the way, it's 800-313-9443. We'll be back with Vicki Davis.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. We're visiting today with Vicki Davis. Her website is channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. She's a former systems software writer, author of software systems for corporations and that type of thing, and an analyst for that type of thing. And she was put out of work by globalization, ladies and gentlemen. And like so many Americans, when they're attacked, when they have the rug pulled out from under us, they fall on their face and say, "What happened? What's going on?" And there's a lot of people out there like that right now. And she began to search around, poke around, and discover that this whole thing was by design. And that was quite a day for you, wasn't it, Vicki?
Oh, it truly was. The day when I just remember so vividly the day when I saw what they were doing, when I saw that it was a system, a conspiracy. It froze me in my tracks, no kidding. And I mean I almost lost it at that point, you know, because the idea of it was so massive. It was like, you know, just sensory overload.
Mm-hmm.
But I recovered from that, and basically I declared war on these people. And I have been working on this ever since. And I know that there are people that are working for these people who listen to these programs. And to those people, I want to say that you are working for absolute, total, and complete psychopaths. And their intentions are not good, no matter which side you're on. If you're on the side of China that is now benefiting, if you're on the side of India that is benefiting, it won't last long that you're benefiting, because the people that are doing this central planning of the globe for a one-world system are just, they're insane. They are insane beyond insane. I don't even have words to describe this level of insanity.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of smiling here when you're talking about how insane these people are, because I know Obama's very friendly with Mayor Daley in Chicago, and I just posted, I think it was yesterday, a story on the website, which Mayor Daley actually threatened to shoot a reporter for asking a question about gun control. You know, he pulled a rifle on these people with a bayonet on it, and he said, "Ha ha!" You know, I mean, if you read that article, you just see just how nuts these people really are. You know, insanity. You know, I can't do a broadcast without using that word. Anyway, earlier you were talking about workforce development and the fact that that the system they're putting into place right now, and actually, As I mentioned, the healthcare bill, they already have home visitations encoded into law, from what I've been reading. This cradle to grave, and actually womb to the tomb, actually, is what it really boils down to, educational process. Can you elaborate? I mean, I don't know if you finished your thoughts on that or not.
Well, just all you have to do is picture a ranch. Or, you know, a rancher has animals. And he keeps track of the pedigree of the animal, and that's basically the kind of system that they're planning for the people, all the people in the world. I always talk about the United States, but these systems are global.
Yes.
And so they have a system that is planned that is will basically ultimately become a supply chain of labor, you know, to perform certain functions. You know, they will decide what a person will do for their life, and that's where they will be guided towards. I mean, you know,
it's a planned society, completely planned. In fact, that's why Charlotte Iserby talks about the education system being tailored toward a specific career. That's what you're talking about here, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. And they have a database called America's Talent Bank, and then they have another database that is America's Job Bank. And ultimately, all employers will be required to register their available jobs in the job bank, and those jobs would be posted for everybody in the world. So when your child is competing for a job after they graduate college, they're not just competing with kids in the United States. They're competing with the population of 3 billion young people from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, we're a global community now.
Right. But the thing is, though, this system is not, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And a lot of people are going to die because of what these people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but that's the ultimate
plan. What do you
plan.
Mean by they're going to die, what, from starvation? Is that what you're saying?
Well, probably from all kinds of things, you know, from the Hegelian dialectics that they do while they're doing their reengineering. They will die from probably medical experimentation, because they're setting up the healthcare system
yes.
to facilitate genetic engineering. They will die from starvation, you know, because when you do a systems design, the whole objective of doing a systems design is for efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And to wring out the inefficiencies out of the process. And when you look at the world, they're trying to design a world of shop floor efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And in the world of efficiency, there is a whole huge segment of the population that is excess. And they'll be getting rid of those people, and the people in this country shouldn't assume that just because they live in this country that they won't be considered excess, because there is a whole big population of people that will be considered excess.
I was just going to bring up the issue of depopulation with regard to what you're saying about efficiency, you know, because when you make things more efficient, it becomes unnecessary to have all these different layers of people involved. You know, and I think, I don't know, what do you think, is that part of the reason why you think that the unemployment and everything is going on right now? It's been designed to be that way, to shift things in such a way that you cut out all these unnecessary individuals?
Well, it's a redistribution of there are several reasons for doing it, but yes, that is the reason. It's the efficiency that the internet has brought to the world economy, and corporations always seek the least cost. And in terms of manufacturers, you know, least cost production is in China, and as far as knowledge work, least cost production is over in India. If you can hire 5 Indians to 1 American, that's what you're going to do, because it's productivity of your money, not productivity of the worker,
mm-hmm.
You see.
So in other words, making things, the productivity for the corporations, really, that drive the whole thing, you know, and this is where infrastructure privatization comes in. Executive Order 12803, I believe it was, dealt with infrastructure privatization, privatizing all these things that used to be ran by government. And now we're seeing things, you know, here locally. We have all of our schools, the transportation, the custodial staff, the work, the lunch staff in the lunchroom. It's all being privatized for corporate benefits, supposedly to save money.
Well, that's because the global system, they are everything is being planned and designed at the global level. And they want to go from global. The internet allows them to implement policy from global to local, and mm-hmm. Basically cutting out national government. That's why nations are falling, collapsing all over the world. That is by design.
Yeah.
Because these people at the global level think that they can plan everything that goes on at the global level, going straight down to local via the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually they're going to announce a virtual parliament or virtual legislature, you know, so they won't even be meeting in Washington, D.C. anymore. They will do what they do over the internet.
You know, it's kind of interesting, Vicki, that one of the first things that they did over in Europe when they had the Lisbon Treaty, a referendum that finally passed with the help of Ireland. You know, I wonder how those Ireland people think, you know, what they think as soon as they get into the Eurozone, all of a sudden they have all this crisis develop before their eyes. You know, they were made a lot of promises of economic prosperity, and all of a sudden you got all this turmoil. But, you know, it's kind of interesting how this situation over in Europe, the first thing that they did was come out and announce a European president, a European, I guess, state, you know, diplomat, you know, Secretary of State, I guess, was the office position. And so you have this layer of government over there that has been formed, you know, and I think we already have a World Parliament Association. You know, I remember reading about that some time ago. In fact, we might have the link someplace on the website.
Mm-hmm.
But But you're right. I mean, it's all regionalization.
Yes.
Regionalization really is the step, the building blocks to get this all done, isn't it?
Right. Well, when you think about the strategy of regionalization, what it is that it's building a managerial level on top of your elected representative government, which cannibalizes your elected representative government. And it's basically a hidden managerial layer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what all these analysts that are doing all these things, they are basically hidden from sight. You don't, I mean, as a normal rule, even, you know, with corporations, you don't see people like me. You don't hear from people like me, you know, because we're buried deep in the organization and we do our thing from behind the scenes, but the things that we do affect the whole operation of the whole corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same way in government and in this global system. These analysts, administrators are at a managerial level behind the scenes. And the politicians that you see, I don't even know how many of the politicians really understand what's going on. I know there's one that does. That's mm-hmm. Christopher Dodd.
Yeah,
and you were talking about earlier with a caller, you know, we don't know really when this is all going to take place. Well, I think something to watch is that there is legislation right now in Congress proposed by Rosa DeLauro to create a National Infrastructure Development Bank. And
yeah. What do we know about this?
Well, I don't know what the status of it is, but what the idea of it is that they, you know, all of the plans for the infrastructure of our country, you know, you're talking about the corridors, the smart grid,
mm-hmm.
just the whole design for smart growth. Basically, you need dictatorial powers to implement that in the United States. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, there's two pieces of legislation actually to watch. That's the legislation for the National Infrastructure Development Bank, and then there's one that was proposed by John Kerry called the American Power Act.
Mm-hmm.
And those two pieces of legislation, I suspect, will give whoever heads up that infrastructure development bank, that will give them basically dictatorial powers over the United States to implement this plan. And,
yeah,
and
you know, one of the things, too, that people need to keep in mind is this organization of American states. You know, I don't think very many people know anything about that. We don't hear anything about that.
No, we don't, actually. I think I remember something in the seventh grade hearing about it, but throughout my whole life, I never really read anything about it until I started researching again, to figure out what was going on. But yeah, the OAS is very, very important because the whole strategy of systems design involves, you know, breaking things down, drilling down from the top to the bottom. So what they've done, they said, okay, well, you know, basically the regions of the world break into continental structures, and, you know, they're establishing regional organizations straight on down the line. And they communicate through these regional organizations. Well, the OAS was the original regional organization for South America, and it actually was for the whole continent of North and South America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess it was idea proposed by Simón Bolívar in 1926 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
you have all this stuff being designed in such a way, and you got the treaties, the NAFTA, the CAFTA, these things that cause us to be integrated with these other countries, the harmonization of laws, Codex Alimentarius, you know, all of this stuff that's going on right now. And so, we barely touched your research on the stalking horse. And so I'm very conscious of the time. You know, we've I've reserved the last hour to do a special tribute, but I'm wondering, is there any way that maybe you could come back? I'm putting you on the spot now. Is it possible for you to come back next week?
Sure. Yeah. All yeah, right. I'll come back because we could spend months talking about these systems, and they're all very, very important. But once you understand that it's a total integrated system, a plan, you know, a plan that's coming down at you, then you can understand NAFTA, you can understand the Codex Alimentarius, the International Building Codes. All of it makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being with us, Vicki. And folks, check out her website, channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com, and she'll be back with us again next week, and we'll have more time. Folks, I want you to stay tuned. In a moment, we'll have a very special tribute to a very special listener. Don't go away as Govern America continues here on RBN.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We're in the home stretch of the broadcast, and we have a very special thing to do right now. You folks are in for a treat. A couple of months ago, one of our listeners, Glenna is her name, she contacted me about a friend of hers who is a regular listener to this broadcast and to this network. Bill Londy is his name. Bill was a vet in the service. when a tragic accident left him a quadriplegic, but he didn't let his injuries slow him down. It turns out that Bill is actually a country music artist, and he's recorded a number of songs. He's sang backup for Dolly Parton and several other well-known performers. He's very good, folks, as you're going to hear in a moment. This Tuesday will be Bill's 76th birthday, and to honor this great patriot, we wanted to share with you one of his songs. So without further ado, here's Bill Laundy and his song, Calling Mary Names.
Used to get in trouble with my mama and dad for calling Mary names. More than once I got a sore set me down for calling Mary names. But little girls just didn't fit in with little boys playing cowboys and Indians. Every night the scolding game for calling Mary names. Times I had to stay at the school for calling Mary names. Wore out the backboard right, I'm a bad boy for calling Mary names. She couldn't play baseball, she couldn't ride a bike. In fact, she couldn't play any games, little boy like. I was always getting the blame for calling Mary names. I'm still calling Mary names like darling, sweetheart, baby, I love you. Calling Mary names.
All right, once again, that was Bill Laundy. And if anybody's out there, by the way, that knew his singing in the past, he'd like to be able to get in touch with you. So you can email me at radio@governamerica.com. I can certainly put you in touch with Bill. But happy birthday, Bill. God bless you. Thanks for your service to our country. And thank you, listeners, for joining us again for another edition of Govern America. You know, these are very trying times, but we can make a difference in this world. And I want you to always keep that hope. You know, it's never over. It's never over. We talk about a lot of depressing things, a lot of challenging things. These are very challenging times. But God is still on our side, and it's not over. He is in control of the affairs of the world. And that's one thing we have to keep in mind. God bless you, folks. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. And we'll talk to you next week. Same time, same station. Stay with us. We'll be back next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.